This is Gonna Give All My Secrets Away, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Green and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairings Derek Hale original male character, Derek Hale style Stilinski, with additional tags for underage, dom sub, secrets and lies, emotional hurt comfort, phone sex, blowjobs, hair pulling, alpha Derek, stress relief, dom styles, sub Derek. Derek is secretly a sub but thinks he can't have that anymore. Styles just wants to make it okay. POV Derek, kink negotiation.
Well, you got a funny way of hanging around, a thief in the modern age of rhythm and sound. So take me to another place where clarity's found. Cause all I hear is noise, it's breaking up my bones. I want a lie that I don't own, can't it try? We're taking off, baby, we're taking off. It's breaking up my bones, I want a lie that I don't own, can't it try? We're taking off, baby, I know, you know.
Derek's tense. Derek's almost always tense, but today is especially bad. The pack is picking up on his mood, feeling it through their bond, and acting accordingly. It makes him feel worse, and so it goes. A feedback loop of negative emotion, and Derek can't do a thing about it. He feels helpless, and not in the good way. Not in the way he needs to feel, the way that means freedom. Being the alpha means not getting to feel that anymore. They're in the forest, training. Derek knows it's only a matter of time before another pack comes after them, thinking them weak, thinking they can take over Hale territory. Derek's got to keep his pack strong. He has to push. Maybe he pushes too hard at times, but he doesn't know how to do better without appearing weak. He can't be weak, even when he feels like he's going to lose it and break down entirely. I know you did that on purpose, Erica is saying to Scott. Boyd is frowning at both of them while he jerks her arm back into the socket. Ow, motherfuck! I barely touched you, Scott growls. That's a lie, Erica says, rounding on him. Derek can see her claws growing. You're pissed because I fucked with your sweet little princess today. She makes a pouty face when she says it, and Scott doesn't look like he's expecting the swipe of her claws across his cheek. Shit, what? You, Scott says, and he's ready to jump her. Isaac moves to stop him, but Jackson holds him back. Jackson looks gleeful at the prospect of a fight. Enough, Derek roars, moving almost between them and pushing them both back in opposite directions, hard enough to send them flying. It's so tiring being the alpha. He watches them all cower at his anger, and he wishes he could just let go. He hates being in charge all the time. He was never meant to be the alpha. That was his mom's, and then Laura's, job. He was a beta, through and through. He was meant to submit to someone, not this. It's constantly wearing on him. But he can't let go. He has responsibilities. It's his burden to bear. At least Peter isn't around anymore, giving him looks that say, I know you. I see right through you. He's off visiting another pack in Oregon and has been for months now. Good riddance, Derek thinks. Did I come at a bad time? Styles is standing in the middle of the clearing with what looks like a giant cooler. I brought snacks. Immediately, some of the tension leaves Derek's body. Styles. Styles' presence used to be grating, but now it's soothing. Familiar. There's something in Styles that he recognizes, but he's not sure what it is. Derek sighs and eyes his ragtag pack, who are looking interested at the idea of food. Go ahead. Everyone grabs sandwiches, and Styles offers Derek one of his own. Derek takes it. "Thanks," he says gruffly. He tries not to notice how Styles smells like sex again. Not like he's been having sex, but more like he's just really receptive. "No prob," Styles says, and smiles. He makes Derek forget himself for a moment, and he smiles back. In hindsight, Derek really should have seen it coming. He has been falling for Styles a little bit every day since the defeat of the Alpha Pack, maybe even before that. He should have known, suspected, that Styles was falling right back. He smelled it on him, but mostly Derek put that off as normal teenage hormones. So when Styles leans in and kisses him one night after they've watched a movie together, once everyone is gone and Derek's living room is empty, Derek shouldn't be surprised. He is, though. For a long moment, Derek forgets everything and lets Styles explore his mouth. Derek wants to surrender to it so badly. Wants to fall to his knees and let Styles have anything he wants. But he is the Alpha, and his secret is a secret for a reason. He knows if he lets Styles too close, he'll have to tell him the truth, and that's just... He can't even finish the thought. He pushes Styles away. Not hard, he doesn't want to hurt him. Just put him off. Stop. Styles opens his eyes and then frowns. What? Derek swallows. He can taste Styles on his lips and licks them without thought. It's good. He wants more, so much more. But he can't have it. I don't want it. It's one of the biggest lies he's ever told. I don't believe you, Styles says. He sounds more frustrated than angry. I've seen the way you look at me, how you act. I got tired of waiting for you to make a move. Derek closes his eyes. How you act. Is he that transparent? Maybe just to Styles. He takes a deep breath. He has a pack to think about. Responsibility so heavy he can almost feel it physically. He opens his eyes, lets them bleed red. I don't want it, he growls. He turns to leave. Styles grabs his wrist and holds tight. It feels amazing, that firm touch. I don't know why you're doing this, but I'm going to find out. I'm sorry, Derek wants to say. He wants to beg for Styles' forgiveness. He's sorry he can't come clean. He's sorry he can't let go. He's sorry for putting this distance between them. Let go of me. Styles drops Derek's arm and shakes his head. Fine, have it your way. But don't think I'm not going to figure you out. If only Derek could let him. There's no one in the house to listen to Derek's conversations, so he makes a call. It's been a while since he's talked to Vess, and he's desperate for something. He can't have Styles. Or rather, he can't be had by Styles, not the way he wants. He needs to talk it out. Vess picks up and says, Derek, hey, how's it going in California? It's going, Derek says, and lets out a deep breath. With Vess, he can be himself. He doesn't have to pretend. He doesn't have to posture. This job, it's intense. Too much sometimes. Vess doesn't know he's a werewolf, so Derek can't say he's the alpha of his own pack. He's taken to calling it a demanding job to most of his friends from New York, the ones he still keeps up with. You still haven't found anyone, have you? Vess says. No, sir, Derek sounds. The sir slips out. It's not Derek's favorite mode of address, but it's what Fess likes.
I swear I can hear it in your voice. You're hurting,
Fess says.
Yes, sir,
Derek admits quietly.
Tell me, Fess says.
It's good to hear a command and be able to obey it.
My head isn't a good place to be most of the time, and without being taken down, it's...
He doesn't want to say unbearable, because he can take it. He can take anything.
It's unpleasant.
You need a dom, Fess says.
I wish I could be there for you, but you're there and I'm here.
For a moment, Derek wonders if he could take a trip back to New York. But he knows the answer to that. He has to protect the pack. He's got duties here in Beacon Hills.
My job, Derek says. You've told me. You don't want this to get out.
There's really no one you can trust? Fess asks.
It isn't that Derek doesn't trust Styles. It's been a while since he didn't.
There are other reasons not to tell him, though.
Well, isn't that a telling silence? You've got somebody, don't you?
Fess asks.
Not really. He's not a dom, Derek says. Have you told him what you need?
Fess asks.
Maybe he could at least try.
Just the thought of Styles dominating him is enough to make Derek's cock twitch in his jeans.
But would Styles even be interested? Styles wants him, yes, but maybe only in a vanilla, let's get off together way.
I don't even know how to tell him, Derek says.
You've never had any trouble telling me or any other dom what you need,
Fess points out.
Why is this one so different?
Derek thinks.
He's young, and I care about him. I don't want to ruin anything.
Besides, he's hiding himself all the time, unable to be honest. Maybe Styles won't even like this side of him.
I was 18 the first time I held a flogger, Fess says. Didn't know what the hell I was doing, but my sub talked me through it.
Derek's never had to do that for a dom. But he thinks he could. For Styles.
Jesus, the thought is making him hard.
You're thinking about it now, aren't you? Fess asks.
Yes, sir.
Derek whispers.
You want to touch yourself for me?
Fess asks.
Derek's hands ball into fists. Please.
Not yet, Fess says. Tell me about him. What's his name?
Styles,
Derek says. What do you want Styles to do to you? Fess asks.
Derek shuts his eyes tight. Everything?
Right now, I just want you to think about sucking his dick, Fess says. You like that, sucking dick, don't you?
Yes, sir,
Derek says.
I love it.
Take yourself out and think about Styles fucking your mouth, Fess says.
Derek moans and does it. It's so good to be told what to do, and so easy to do it.
He doesn't miss Fess per se, no more than any of his friends in New York. But he's missed this.
It's over almost before it begins. Derek is on the edge, and Fess must be able to tell.
Come for me, Derek, Fess says. And Derek does. After, Fess talks to him while Derek comes back down to earth, a low murmur in Derek's ear. And then, once Derek is back in his head, Fess talks him through getting cleaned up and tucked into bed.
It's almost like having someone there with him. I want you to tell Styles, Fess says, right before they say their goodbyes. I don't know how, Derek says again.
Email him an invite to FetLife,
Fess suggests with a laugh.
It's just a joke, but it gives Derek a glimmer of an idea.
Derek hasn't messed with his profile in years, since before he left New York. He doesn't even have his new state listed. But his profile is otherwise up to date, so far as his interests. The chair Derek is sitting in creaks a little as he leans forward. Styles is due home soon, and then he'll know. The username isn't enough to give the game away. Wolfboy sub could be anyone. But the main profile picture is all Derek. True, his face isn't shown, but Styles will know the tattoo. Derek is proud of the pic. He'd just been beaten with a crop, and the marks looked nice on the skin of his back. They'd healed quickly after, but his dom at the time actually knew what he was. Lady Vanessa was a little disappointed that he wouldn't be wearing her marks for long, but she understood. He was praised for being so good, for only squirming a little while she administered the beating. And he'd felt amazing both during and after. He brings himself back to the present. He has a blog post to write. It has to be short, but he's sure he can make it to the point. Styles will read it and then he'll know. I want you to take me over. Give me freedom, Derek writes. The post is basically a letter to Styles. He's been thinking it over for a couple of days, and he knows just what he wants to say. It doesn't make it easy to write, though. He's still unsure, not knowing Styles' reaction. I want to hurt for you, cry out for you. I want you to take everything I give and demand more of me. I want you to take my body, my heart, and keep it for your own. I want to be yours. Derek sighs. Is he asking for too much? Is he giving too much away? I want to please you. I want to follow your every command. I want you to take me out of my body. Let me fly for you. He feels selfish saying what he wants. It should be all about what Styles wants, shouldn't it? But he has to be clear. Communication is so important. He's seen bad things happen to subs, and even to doms when the lines of communication weren't open or clear. He hits post, and sits back for a moment, reading over what he's written. He's stripped down for Styles. Not completely, not yet. But enough to make him doubt what he's doing. He could still delete the post and clear the browser history. He has time. Then he hears the downstairs door close. Hears Styles' footsteps as he walks into the kitchen and looks for a snack. Derek lets himself out the window, leaving the computer on, tabs open to what he wants Styles to see. Derek doesn't hear anything from Styles until 2 days later. He's not expecting anything immediate, but waiting feels like torture. In the end, Styles doesn't call or text first. He just shows up after school. Derek doesn't know what he says to the others, but they either clear out or don't show up at all. Derek and Styles are left alone in the house. Derek prepares himself to be let down. Styles looks as if he's been keeping late nights. He's pale, and there are shadows under his eyes. His eyes are bright, though. Inquisitive. He starts with an easy question. More of a statement, really. You do want me? Relieved, Derek nods. Yes. I don't know if I can be what you need, Styles says slowly. I don't know if I have it in me to be a good dominant. He trips over the word, but he says it. It's out in the open. He's probably done some research, like Derek thought he would. Derek says, I don't think I'd be attracted to you if you couldn't be. After Kate, he'd got something of a sixth sense about people. Something about his experience with her had given him a way of looking at a person. He's never picked a bad dom. He gets feelings sometimes about a person. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. He goes with his gut then. Styles is one of the good ones. I'm not saying I've ever thought about it, Styles says. Because I have. Maybe not in detail, but I've had my share of fantasies. Do you want to sit down? Derek asks, gesturing to the living room. He's hopeful. What Styles has said so far is encouraging. Styles nods and moves to sit on the couch. Derek hesitates to sit next to him. Styles tilts his head and says, You can sit on the floor if you want, or, kneel. Your choice. Derek kneels at Styles' feet and looks up at him. He knows he'll have to be patient. He is rewarded by Styles running his hand through Derek's hair. It's gentle, hesitant, but it's good, so good to be treated this way. Such a little thing, but Derek wants to whine his appreciation. But he stays quiet, waiting for Styles to continue. I've done a little research, but not nearly enough, Styles says. There's a lot of information out there, and I don't know what's good advice and what's dead wrong. I don't want to hurt you. Derek knows what he means, but he smiles and says what he's thinking anyway. Sometimes I like being hurt. Styles' hand tightens in Derek's hair, and he pulls Derek's head back, exposing his throat, forcing him to look into his eyes. They're clear and searching. Almost calm, as if what Styles is doing is natural to him. What do you like the most? Derek whines low in his throat from the sharp pain at his scalp. For a moment he can't even think, but then the answer comes to him. Pleasing? Obeying. What's it like when you can't? How long since you've had this? Styles asks. Fingers loosening and carding through Derek's hair again. A year, Derek says. And it doesn't hurt exactly. Not physically. It just fucks with my head, puts me on edge. Makes me angry and frustrated. It's been a while since he's been honest with someone like this. It's such a relief. That explains so much. Styles says. He tilts his head in a way he does when he's figuring something out. I've never seen you like this before. It's good. You're much more relaxed. Derek wishes he could give himself over completely, but it's not time for that yet. Styles isn't ready. When he is, Derek will be able to let go fully. He doesn't know how to explain that, so he just nods. You wrote that you want to be mine, Styles says. That was to me, right? He doesn't sound insecure, just like he's making certain. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that. I don't know what I'm doing. I know you'll figure it out, Derek says. You have a lot of confidence in me, Styles says with a slight smile. Derek shrugs and tells the truth. I know you. You'll research and talk to people and probably go to a few demonstrations. You'll do your best, try your best, just like always. Styles seems shocked for a moment. Derek knows this is the most he's ever said to him, that he's rarely this open or direct or praising. Styles swallows and looks as if he's taking in the information.
He straightens and says, "If I'm going to be a dom, I'm going to be a good one." "If," Derek asks, he has hope. The way Styles is acting is right. It feels natural, like it's supposed to be this way. Styles bites his lip and pets Derek's hair. Derek leans into the touch, closing his eyes. Styles says, "I like this. I like you like this." Derek opens his eyes again and looks at Styles. "I'm sensing a butt coming." "Give me some time," Styles says. "This is big." He doesn't feel disappointment. Styles is right. Derek sprung a lot on him all at once. Styles needs time to process, to decide, to research, to talk to people. Derek can be patient. "Just don't tell anyone who knows me," Derek says. He doesn't think he needs to say it, but he's got to be sure. "I wouldn't. I figure you've been keeping this a secret for reasons," Styles answers. "I'm the alpha now," Derek says, almost morose. "I can't be weak." When Styles grips his hair again, Derek is caught by surprise. Styles says, "You could never be weak. Whether you're the alpha or my sub, you'll always be strong, okay?" A shiver goes through Derek's body at the possessive wording. It's exactly what he wants, to be Styles' sub. To hear it come out of Styles' mouth is like a warm balm on the frayed, hurting places. "Say it, Derek," Styles says. "Say I'm strong." "I'm strong," Derek says softly. He doesn't believe it. Can't believe it. But he'll obey, because that's just right. Styles gives him a look. Derek drops his gaze and bows his head, now that Styles' grip has eased. The problem is shame. He never feels it when he's with a dom, not really. But it's always in the back of his mind. He is the alpha now. He can't be weak. Can't let himself go. "I can't say I know everything about this," Styles says slowly. "But the way I see it, it takes a strong man, someone who knows himself and what he wants, to decide to surrender. That's what you're doing here. Surrendering, right?" Derek nods. "It takes strength. I'm sure there are weak subs out there, and weak doms, too. But that's not you, Derek," Styles says. He sounds so sure, so confident now. Derek finally raises his head again, looks at Styles' face. His heartbeat is steady. He really believes Derek is strong, even seeing him on his knees and practically begging to be used. "Say it again," Styles commands. "I'm strong," Derek says, much louder this time. He's still not sure he believes it, but Styles does, and that makes it powerful. Styles nods like he knows what Derek's thinking. "Good," he says, and then leans down to take Derek's mouth with his own. It's their second kiss, but this time is so much better. Derek is more relaxed, and there's no reason to pull away. Styles kisses him deeply, and Derek sighs into his mouth. Styles becomes more aggressive, pulling Derek closer to him, making Derek moan. Then Styles is pulling Derek up to him. "Come here," he says. And Derek moves where Styles puts him, straddling his lap. Styles kisses Derek some more, then drags his lips down to Derek's now exposed throat.
Derek's heart is racing, his instincts screaming at him. Then Styles bites, making Derek whimper soft and low. "Yeah," Styles breathes. "You really want to be mine?" He sounds awed. "Please," is all Derek can say. He knows not to rush, but he wants this so much. Needs it. Styles kisses him again, this time almost sweetly, but with an edge of something Derek identifies as possessiveness. "Tell me what you need right now," he says. It's spoken like a command, so Derek answers easily. "Use me. Let me suck you off." He's been thinking about it for so long, and he's sure the reality will far outdo the fantasy. Styles makes a low noise. "Jesus, Derek. Yeah, okay." Derek sinks to his knees again and looks up for permission to go farther. Styles doesn't tell him to undress him. He's undoing his pants and lifting up to pull them down before Derek can ask. Styles' cock is bigger than in Derek's fantasies. Not a lot, it's not huge, but it's the perfect size to stuff Derek's mouth. He wonders if Styles will make him choke on it. He hopes so. "I like it rough," Derek says, hoping that will do the trick. "Don't hold back." Styles moans again and takes Derek's head firmly in both hands, guiding him towards his cock. Derek doesn't need more direction. He licks his way up the length and then takes Styles in without any more preamble. "Ugh, your mouth," Styles groans. Derek hums happily, getting Styles' cock good and wet, taking him down deeper. He knows, or at least suspects, that Styles is a virgin. If he's gotten a blowjob before, it was probably a bad, untutored one. Derek knows he's good at giving head. He figures Styles won't last long once they get going, so he intends to enjoy it while he can. Styles is staring down at him, at where Derek's mouth is taking his cock. "That looks amazing. Fuck, can I..." he says, and then rolls his hips, thrusting shallowly into Derek's mouth. Derek moans his appreciation. His own cock is hard in his jeans, pressing against the zipper in a painfully good way. He wants to touch, wants to jerk off while he's being used, but he hasn't been given permission. In a way, that's even better. He doesn't mind being denied. Likes it, at least when his dom is conscious of it. Styles probably has no clue what he's doing to Derek right now, as he thrusts a little harder. "There's no way I can keep this up," Styles says. "You're too good." A warm feeling floods Derek at this praise, and he does his best to make the blowjob better. Later, he'll tell Styles what he can do, all the things Derek gets off on. He knows Styles read his list of kinks on his profile, but they haven't negotiated. Derek has hope that they'll get to that point. Soon, maybe. Styles thrusts harder, and his cock hits the back of his throat. Derek makes a choking sound, and Styles stills, says, "I'm sorry, sorry." Derek pulls off and says, "No, it's good. I like it." He watches as Styles' cock jumps at the fact. "Seriously?" Styles asks. "Dude, you're like a wet dream come true." "It's good that Styles likes it. Likes him." Derek asks, "Will you come in my mouth?" Maybe he's too eager. He feels eager. He feels like he's on the edge of the full moon, the edge of freedom. Styles gets a thoughtful look on his face. He says, "I'll think about it." It's clear that he's still lacking self-confidence,
But Derek thinks he's a natural. One day, if Styles gives us a chance, he'll be a good dumb.
Thank you,
Derek says, lowering his eyes back down to Styles' neglected cock.
He wants to worship it. He wants to nuzzle Styles' balls and breathe him in deep.
But it doesn't matter what he wants. This is about Styles. That Derek is getting what he needs on top of that is just icing.
Suck me, Styles says. Make me come.
Derek nods, and then Styles is fucking his mouth again, harder, until Derek is gagging on it. Styles looks like he'll stop the first time it happens again, but Derek just moans, broken and appreciative, and urges him on. God, it's been ages since Derek's been able to let go like this. He can feel the euphoria kicking in, and he doesn't mean to start floating, but he does. It's been so long, and he knows he's safe with Styles, and no one is around to catch him being submissive. So he lets go without thought, and then he's flying, every thrust of Styles' cock sending him further.
Look at me, Styles says, and Derek obeys. You're so good. So good.
And then he half chokes on a moan and comes down Derek's throat. Derek is aware enough to pull back a bit and let the cum flood over his tongue so he can really savor the taste. Styles' words are crashing across his mind like waves. He's good. He hasn't felt good in too long. He's had to be bad, authoritarian, in charge, rough, decisive. He's done a shit job, most of it. But now, in this moment, he can be himself. He can forget that he is the alpha. He can... Take your dick out, I want to see, Styles says, still a little breathless. Derek obeys, sighing with relief as his cock breaks the confines of his jeans.
You're so hard, Styles says. Come back up here. I want to touch you. It's so easy like this for Styles to make decisions for him, to tell him what to do. For a moment, Derek forgets it's going to end, that it might not even happen again. He's just happy, content with a dom he cares about, who cares about him. And no matter what Styles thinks, he's a dom already. It's coming to him as naturally as breathing.
Once Derek is straddling Styles again, his cock hard and leaking, standing straight and proud, Styles licks his palm and wraps a hand around him.
I'm going to get you off. You're going to come for me.
Derek seems to have lost his ability to speak, but he can nod. He understands.
Good,
Styles says, and begins to stroke. The spit on his hand isn't enough lubrication, so it's a little more friction than is comfortable.
Derek likes it.
Styles goes on with, I read everything in your profile, checked out every kink you listed. Derek whimpers when Styles twists his grip. He lets his head drop down to Styles' shoulder. It's a safe place where he can turn his head and nuzzle Styles' neck. He smells so good there, like grass and sweat and faded soap. He mouths at the skin gently, just his open mouth, no teeth.
You need a lot, don't you?
Styles asks quietly, but Derek knows he doesn't have to answer.
I want to give you everything. I want what you said to take you over, let you fly. You have no idea how much I want that.
Derek's getting close. His breath is coming faster. His heart beating hard. Styles thumbs over the head of his cock and then kisses his hair.
You're gonna come for me, Styles says. Now, Derek.
Derek whines high in his throat and rocks into Styles' hand. He obeys,
cum spurting over the ring of Styles' fist. It splatters on his shirt, but Derek doesn't care. Styles strokes him, even after Derek's finished coming. He's still half-hard, oversensitive. He whimpers. Styles stops and pulls him forward, forcing Derek to look at him. You were awesome. Derek smiles. He's not flying quite so high now. So are you. His voice is still a little hoarse from the blowjob. I only did what felt right, Styles says. It got easier. God, you sound so good like that. Derek leans in, slow, and takes the initiative. He kisses Styles gently. Styles runs his fingers through Derek's hair and sighs, sounding content. Thank you, Derek says against his lips. Then he puts his head on Styles' shoulder and lets out a long, happy sigh of his own. Maybe it will work out, and maybe it won't. Right now, Derek is only living in the moment. I'll do it, Styles says suddenly, pulling away to look at Derek with a serious expression. I'll be your dom. You mean it, Derek murmurs. A burst of something like happiness explodes quietly inside him. Yeah, Styles says. I do. This feels right. I want to be this for you. Derek feels so much relief. He doesn't know whether to laugh or cry. He doesn't do tears, though, and laughter seems out of place. He settles for a wide smile. Styles smiles back. He's more confident, less on edge. The pack has noticed. Even Scott's been friendlier with him and more at ease. Of course, Derek and Styles smell like each other in sex, so it doesn't take much for the pack to put together that their alpha has, finally, hooked up with their human. There's a couple of smirks, some knowing glances, but no one seems to mind. There's a general air of approval, even. It's been less than a week since Styles agreed. They haven't gone too far beyond what they did the first time. But Styles has been in research mode when he's not at school or with Derek, so Derek knows more is coming. Styles just wants to do everything right. He's thorough when it comes to this. It's one more way Derek can tell he cares. Is your dad working tonight? Derek asks Styles. The others can hear, so he doesn't bother trying to whisper. Styles smiles. Yeah, you coming over? We can watch Road Warrior. There's a gleam in his eyes. Something that tells Derek he's got a plan beyond the movie. I'll be there, Derek promises. It's funny how the others think they know what's happening. They'd never think Derek would spend the evening on his knees at Styles' feet, or whatever else they'll get up to. They'd never imagine Derek would give himself to Styles the way he has. The way he's going to, again and again. They probably don't give the relationship much thought at all. And that's just fine with Derek. He can still keep some secrets. Just not from Styles. The end.
So many times we're staring down the barrel of a gun. And I know you care. These open eyes stare. So many times we're staring down the barrel of a gun. And I know you care. These open eyes stare. It's breaking up my phone. But I don't care to try. We're taking off, baby. We're taking off. It's breaking up my bones. Owens, I want to lie, but I don't care to try. We're taking off, baby. I know you know.